Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I am Lee Cantor, and I am joined in the studio with my buddy, Mr. Stone Payton. How you doing, Stone?
I am doing well, man. How are you this morning?
I am got an early start, you know. Got you here, dragged you here early, 7:30-ish.
Well, it is early for me. Plus, you know, I'm still trying to recuperate from my UK trip. The clock's a little off for me. It's like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon for me already.
Oh, so no wonder why you're just all fired up. This is another mid-afternoon.
That was a fun trip, though. I can't wait to tell our listeners about it as we go forward, because we're going to do some neat stuff over there on that side of the pond. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, you went to two main cities, is that right?
Yes, I did. I went to London, and what a wonderful place. We had unusually nice weather, a great walking city, much like New York, which you and I visited together not too long ago.
Right.
And contrary to popular opinion, the English food, like beef and ale pie and fish and chips, is good, but also any other kind of food you can think of, the Chinese, the Italian, the Lebanese, it's all just the Indian. Oh, my God. It's wonderful food there. So London, of course, as you know and many of our listeners know, we're going to put at least one, if not studios, right there in London. And then I also spent 2 days in Manchester.
And that was you've been to London. That was the first time to Manchester?
That was my first trip to Manchester, and boy, that's a neat place. They've got all these, I think the official term is locks. There's these little channels, a lot of water going in and out of there, beautiful real estate, and a couple of really cool places to put a studio or two there as well.
Cool. And then so the thing that makes Manchester exciting for us is they're building a media city there. Is that right?
And that will just absolutely knock your socks off. And, you know, all the big boys, Business Radio X, BBC, you know, right. all the big players will be there.
And maybe they'll make it BBC X.
I like it.
All right. Well, we got a great show today. We got a friend of the show, Miss Marianne Baker from the Concourse Athletic Club. But welcome to the show, Marianne.
I'm glad to be here.
So now you got a big event coming up, right? You want to tell us a little bit about that?
We do. We have a huge event coming Saturday, October the 29th. We call it Party in Pink. It's a Zumba-a-thon, but it's not just a, you know, there's Zumba-a-thons quite a bit, but this one is unique. We have Eric Santana coming in from Miami. He is one of Zumba Corporate, one of their superstars, and he will be here that Saturday to do a 2-hour Zumbathon from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, and it's to benefit breast cancer, and all the proceeds will go to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. They will actually be on site that day as well. But Eric is a phenomenal talent, and he will motivate you and have you shake and move and sweat off the pounds in a super fun way.
Now, can you share with our listeners, in case they're not familiar with Zumba?
I know Stone is. Just for those people that don't have a clue.
What Zumba is?
Yes,
you know, what's interesting? Oh, maybe about 10 years ago, there is a man named Beto. And he was an instructor at a club in Miami. And, I think he was just a taker. He was a participator in a class, and the instructor didn't show up. So he ran to his car, and he got some Latin rhythms. And he walked into class. And he just said, I'm just going to do some salsa and some merengue since the instructor didn't show up. And that was the birth of Zumba. So what Zumba is Latin. It is a cardio fitness class with dancing style, but it is fitness. And it's to all the different Latin rhythms. You've got your salsa, your merengue, your reggaeton, your cha-cha. So each song has its own rhythm. Each song has its own little routine. It's super easy to follow. The music's phenomenal. And you just leave there just feeling happy and great. And you know you've worked your body out. And it's just been 60 minutes of fun and calorie burning. And body toning, by the way.
Now, there's a million group fitness classes, right? And Zumba is one of them. But that Zumba is international, right? Isn't it all over the world?
Zumba is all over the world. It's thousands of instructors are certified every weekend. And there are probably thousands of instructors here in our city. So that's why it's even more special that Eric Santana, he's been with Zumba probably for about 8 years, you know, just about the birth of Zumba. And he's truly a superstar in the Zumba world.
But what makes a class different when you have some superstar instructor as opposed to just a regular certified Zumba instructor?
It's a little bit like saying what makes an Academy Award winner versus an actor. Just a regular actor. So it's that you know, he was born with that talent to dance. He is Latin, so he's the real deal. He's an incredible mover, an incredible inspiration, energy off the chart. It's an unbelievable experience to have a workout with him.
So what's it like for the middle-aged guy with a little bit of a paunch, you know, thinks he wants to go to one of these classes at his local Y or Concourse Athletic Club or something like that? Is that practical, or do you really need to be that, you know, 25 to 30-year-old really fit guy to get the value out of something like this?
No. Well, I can kind of back it up. First of all, we have men in Zumba all the time. One of my instructors at the Concourse, Andreas Nunez, is a man, and he's in the same age bracket that you are. I just recently...
Probably minus the paunch.
Yeah. I just recently hired a brand new Zumba instructor. She's from Puerto Rico, Maria. Maria started, she's lost, with Zumba, she has lost 8 dress sizes. She's now a size 0. So she lost all that weight with Zumba and was so inspired and so taken by this workout that she decided to become an instructor. And her passion just, you know, just comes out of her pores. And we had a certification at Concourse, and I couldn't take my eyes off of her. And after she was certified, I walked up to her and said, I want you. So she is an inspiration herself, because Zumba will help you lose weight, and it is easy to do. It's easy to follow, easy to do, and it's fun. So, you know, that's what makes it so big and so powerful all over the world, is that anybody can go and do it, and everybody has fun doing it.
Now, what is this class, like a Zumba class is how long typically?
60 minutes.
But this is more than that. This is like a supersized Zumba class.
It's a Zumba-thon, and we are doing this as a charity, a fundraiser for Susan G. Komen, and it's 2 hours. You do not have to stay there the whole time. And I know that very day there's a breast cancer walk. So if you're doing the walk, you can come to the Zumba-thon after the walk. So you don't have to pick one or the other. You can do both. We have a suggested donation of $20. Many people really want to get up front and get up close to the stage. And so we have a VIP section that is $35.
Is there like a velvet rope that separates them?
We are going to have a pink rope.
A pink rope.
Because it is party in pink. And it is National Breast Cancer Month. And so at Concourse Athletic Club, we are celebrating it all month. And we are ending this Breast Cancer Month with our Zumba-thon. So at Concourse, you know, we have great programming, awesome trainers, just a great fitness facility. But something that's very important and close to our hearts is to give back. And part of what we want to do is to give to this party in pink and to really help all the breast cancer survivors celebrate another birthday. And so that's what this party in pink is about celebrating birthdays and celebrating these ladies that have gone through this battle, or loved ones, your moms, your sisters, your wives, whoever's going through this battle. We want to hold their hands and help them through it.
Now, you're the group exercise director.
Correct.
For Concourse Athletic Club. Tell us a little bit about that life. Give us a day in the life of a group exercise director at a, you know, top caliber club like that.
Well, first of all, it's a treat and a privilege. And I've been in fitness, and if I say this, it's going to date me, 30 years. I was in college, and I was teaching, and it was before Jane Fonda even. I was teaching in the TV room in my dormitory some girls that wanted to lose weight, and I was a college cheerleader. They wanted to lose weight, so I put together some moves, and we were dancing. I was trying to help them lose weight, and that's when I just never stopped. I kept going. And so I've been teaching for over 30 years. I teach just about every format. As far as running the program at Concourse, it's awesome, because, you know, you have everybody. We try to have programming that fits everybody's needs at the club and in group exercise. So we have boot camp style classes. We call it Fitness Quest, and we're getting ready to unleash a new format called HIIT, H-I-I-T. That's high intensity interval training. It will knock your socks off. So you will walk out of that class burning a ton of calories, and it will change your body. It's only 30 minutes of cardio, interval style. So you have 20 seconds on of something that's just blasting off the, you know, off to the sky, and then 10 seconds off. And you're 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off the whole class, and you walk out of there dripping wet. And we are putting those classes on the schedule with men in mind. Because group exercise sometimes kind of caters, it seems like it caters to women.
Well, that was my thinking, that it would be mostly women, but more and more men are
doing more and more men camp. With our boot camp style classes. And, you know, like we have spinning, which is very male dominant at our club. We have many triathletes. They are triathletes that also teach spinning, and they're guys, and they attract a large male population. So we have an incredible spinning program at Concourse. And, you know, and then, so what we try to do is we hit for everybody. So we have your cardio dance classes. We've got your kickboxing classes. We've got your body strength classes, which are more like body sculpting, spinning, aqua classes. We yoga, Pilates, mind body. We have a great class. It's mind body cardio that's designed for the athlete in mind. It's called Willpower and Grace. Knock your socks off. Powerful class. So we really try to look at the needs of all individuals, and we try to have programming for all.
Now, when you say all, is this something like, especially with the Zumba, where there are steps, like this isn't something that if you know all the steps, you get more out of it, I would think. But you got to pick it up fairly quickly because the class moves so fast.
Well, we keep that in mind when we create our classes. So Zumba, for instance, what we do, there's a team of now four of us. We get together and we make up the choreography, and we keep it for at least 2 months, the same choreography. And what we do is have a big party to launch it. There's a kickoff, a launch, and everybody comes because they know it's the new songs, the new routines, the new dance moves, and then we keep it for 2 months so you learn it. And the better you know it, the more fun you have with it, because then you can kind of bring out your inner sex kitten, so to speak, when you come to class and shake your hips. Zumba is very shaky, very moving, because Latin music is provocative, and that's just what makes it even more fun. And by the way, we don't do that with just Zumba. We also have a format called Turbo Kick, and we bring out a new Turbo Kick every 2 months, and we keep that same routine for 2 months, because the better you know it, the more powerful you can be with your movements and the more calories you can burn. We also have another dance format called Body Jam, and we do the very same thing. We keep it for 2 months so you can really learn it and dance with it, and then we bring in the new.
Now, are these all programs, like a Zumba is a... I'm sure you have to pay some licensing fee to have Zumba at the club. Like, you can't just say, hey, I'm a Zumba instructor, right? Yep. Like, there's a process.
The licensing fee, it's different with different formats. With Zumba and with Turbo Kick, the licensing fee comes with the instructor when they're certified.
Right.
So there are some formats that the club has to buy into.
Right. But what do you ever come up with your own thing?
Yes, we do.
The Marianne method?
Yes, we do.
Like, I like that alliteration.
The Marianne method. Yes, I also do create. In fact, this HIIT training that we are doing a kickoff on Monday, October 17th, 12:15. It's our health fair day at Concourse. So it's a great day to come visit Concourse because we're having a big health fair and we're doing the kickoff of HIIT. And that was designed by me. And we're bringing it out that day. So I do do some designing or rearranging. So when something comes from another company that we do, a lot of times I'll look at it and say, not what I want, and I just redo it. So right. I do a lot of redesign as
but
well.
But you can't redo the Zumba, right? Like, isn't that a choreographed methodology?
What's great about Zumba at Concourse is that many of the pieces, many of the numbers, the dance numbers are original to Concourse. So the Concourse instructors choreograph them themselves. Some of it comes from Zumba, but most of it comes from Concourse. So if you come take Zumba at Concourse,
it'll be different than Zumba.
It's not going to be the canned version.
Like at the DVD. If I buy the Zumba DVD, it'll be totally different.
You'll get something a lot better at Concourse.
Right.
Now, you're a member out there.
Yes, I am.
So you already have a fee or whatever. I'm operating under the impression that you pay an additional fee to be part of different classes. Is that how that works?
Group exercise is complimentary to your membership.
Really?
And right. It's included.
Wow. That's
it's
cool.
Included.
So you could lose all kind of dress sizes if you
exactly.
would just take advantage.
I've lost a dress size.
Oh, have you?
You look great with that belt on, by the way, with your dress. And, you know, at Concourse, not only is group exercise comes with your membership, our team of group exercise instructors is phenomenal. just about everybody has their master's degree in a health-related field.
Wow.
Or former physical therapist, former triathlete.
Right, you guys don't take the weekend certified instructors.
No, you're getting the real deal at Concourse. Right. You're getting people who have, usually when I hire, part of my job description is hiring people. I usually look for at least 5 years experience. Most of my instructors have been teaching a decade or longer. So nobody learns on you at Concourse. When you come in, you're getting the real deal, the real show. You have 60 minutes of awesome, whatever workout that you try. Right. 60 minutes of awesome.
Now, there is, just so you know, to educate the listener about fitness, which is the Wild West out there, which you'll agree, I'm sure, Marianne. You can go this weekend stone and be certified to be something.
Yes.
Is that true?
That's true.
Right? You pay enough money.
If my check clears, then I'm going to get a lapel pin for something.
You're going to be a certified trainer
or
something.
That is true.
Wow. And there's plenty of clubs out there that's filled with those kind of instructors.
Absolutely.
Right?
You'll absolutely agree to that. You can. There, just about every certification is either 1 day or 2 days long. Anybody can go do it.
Right.
Sometimes you don't even have to take a test at the end. You just walk away with your certificate. You can call up a club
and say you're a certified trainer.
I'm a certified, and you'll get hired. And you may have not ever stepped foot in the room. You may not know anything about teaching, really.
Right.
But not at Concourse. And this is, honest to goodness, the truth. I only hire great experience. I hire stars. I hire rock stars. So when someone wants to come teach for me and they're spinning certified, I mean, the first question I ask is, are you nationally certified? And then I'll say, now tell me about your experience where you've taught. I get the references. They audition for me. And I'm very picky.
Right. And somebody who has like a college degree in exercise physiology,
that doesn't mean you're going to be a great instructor.
Right, but you have a wealth of knowledge about that.
So
that's
as opposed to you, if you this weekend decided to be a certified trainer,
right,
that you read Men's Fitness magazine twice and now you're a trainer.
And a so-called expert.
Right.
For instance, my body sculpting, we call it strength at Concourse, not body sculpting, strength classes. At least four of my strength instructors are also physical therapists. So, here you have somebody who has their master's degree, they're a former or a current physical therapist, and they've also been teaching as an instructor for over a decade. That's a pretty good instructor right there.
Right, well, because one of the challenges when you're instructing is to prevent injuries.
Right.
And a lot of times, especially a new person with a paunch is going to go out there and think that they're in high school again and they're going to overdo it and hurt themselves.
Exactly.
And so if you have an instructor that's kind of mindful of that, they can make sure you're not going to get hurt, as opposed to somebody who just likes to dance and is in front of the class having a good time and is oblivious to what the group is doing.
That's exactly right. And so you can spot as you're leading a class, you gaze through the whole class and we always know who's new because we know who takes our classes.
You can see us coming.
It's
right?
Obvious.
Well, because each member is truly important because our passion is health and wellness. Our passion is to make you better than you were when you walked in the door. So you'll walk into the studio. Our goal is to, when you walk out, you're just a little bit more fit than when you walked in. And so we know who's in our class and we know when you're new. And we have modifications and suggestions for every single exercise. So some people have been taking the same class for 10 years. They're ready for more.
Right.
Then you have the new person coming into class. They're not quite there yet, but that's okay. Everybody's on a different journey. So you give suggestions and modifications on both levels, and you teach to the middle of the room.
Well, I'm thinking I'd like to start with a membership to the grill.
The grill? You work
myself up, because I've been to the grill.
Bar. Get a smoothie, you work up to the grill.
To the grill, and the grill has a great bar. So there you go.
Now, in order to participate in this Zoom-a-thon, do you have to be a member of the Concourse?
No, it is open to the public, and all you have to do is call Concourse Athletic Club. It's 770-698-2000 and sign up. We need your name and your information just so we can keep in contact with you. And we ask for a suggested donation that will go right to Susan G. Komen of $20. Your name's going to go on a list, and we'll have the list on Saturday morning, October 29th. So you just walk right up, give us your name. We'll give you a little wrist bracelet to wear, and then you'll have 2 hours of awesome with Eric Santana. And by the way, you'll also have the Concourse Zumba team helping out. It's going to be live DJ. And we're going to have some African drumming, an African dancer. And then you have the concourse team, Andreas Nunez, Lisa Dupree, and myself. Oh, and Maria Garcia, my new instructor, will be there. And we'll do just a little bit. But most of the show is Eric Santana.
Now, and this is something that you encourage people to invite their friends, and if they're maybe their coworkers, this is a good group activity for a bunch of ladies and men, but mostly ladies, you know.
Well, you know what? I'm encouraging men. You can come stand in the back and watch.
I know you're encouraging, but we know reality.
Stand in the back and watch.
That's no,
that's $125.
Yeah, we're going to charge more for that one. Yes, in fact, I have several teams of people. I just talked to a lady yesterday. She's coming from Noonan, Georgia. She's bringing her entire office.
Right.
I have another woman that's coming from Stockbridge, and she's a Zumba instructor, and she's bringing her whole Zumba class. So we have people coming and bringing teams of people, and that's what we want, because this is all about women and fighting breast cancer, finding the cure, and this is a cause that would be just a fun way to contribute back to Susan G. Komen and breast cancer.
Right. So it sounds like a lot of fun. I'm sure you'll bring your wife, show up.
I think she'd love it. I think mom would love it. Mom's coming to town the 15th, but if she was coming this weekend, I think,
It's all ages, right?
You know what? Yes. And you know what's really cool about Zumba is that you'll walk into a Zumba class and you'll see a 16-year-old, and then you can see, and I won't even mention the next age because, I mean, they could be past 70 and still do Zumba. So that's what's great about it, because you kind of take it at your own level. And if you don't want to jump up to the moon, you don't have to. You just take it at your own level. It's just fun, great fitness, moving, and all ages, all sizes, all fitness levels.
Wait, how many calories do you think you burn in a Zumba class?
Well, it depends on how hard you dance.
What's the range?
You can burn anywhere from 300 to 800 calories, depending on how hard you dance, in 60 minutes.
Wow. Look at that. You know how many burgers you can eat for that Zumba class?
You can burn off half of your day's worth of food in a Zumba class.
Cool.
That is way cool.
Well, why don't you give the website one more time in case people want to check it out, and your contact information.
Our website is concourseclub.com, and the phone number at Concourse is 770-698-2000, and this is for Party in Pink. It's a 2-hour Zumbathon on Saturday, October the 29th, from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, and we're inviting everyone to come eat lunch in the Concourse Grill. Afterwards, Eric Santana will be there, and you get to dine with him and your Concourse Zumba instructors as well. So it'll be just a great time to have fun, and an opportunity to give back while you get to also get a little more fit.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Miss Marianne Baker from the Concourse Athletic Club. And Stone, that wraps up another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. We will see you all next week.